views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You are listening to Living Lighter Radio. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia, with an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Living Lighter provides a revolutionary way to address what's truly holding you back. We have the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time, be living lighter.
Join us now for a Living Lighter experience. This is Living Lighter Radio, and I'm Patricia. I'm here with my husband, Jason, and today we're talking about the Enneagram. This is part one of a two-part series. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Jason, can you tell us the story about how you came to know and use the Enneagram?
Well, this is when I first started. And as I started to look at people, I could see this cloud. I now call it negative energy. I wasn't completely sure what it was before. But as I started to work with people more and more, the cloud was always there. And then I would look at people that I wasn't working with, but I just knew about, through history or whatever, and they had the same cloud. And a lot of this is about my intuition, but
You looked at the same people through history, like Mark Twain and Lincoln and that
right,
kind of thing.
Right.
Okay. You know, just want to make sure.
And, your intuition allows you to do that, and that's another show. But I could see this dark cloud. And again, it's not a metric. It's not like a number pops up in my mind when I look at this through my intuition, but it was about 80%, and there was that was a lot. So when I looked at people's essences, when I looked at the core of their being, there was this huge dark cloud covering over it. And, as we said in some previous shows, that I could see that in people that have achieved greatness, they had the same dark cloud. You would think that the achievement of greatness would remove that, or the what allowed them to achieve greatness was the fact that they didn't have this dark cloud, but it was there for them also. And this is what started the ecosystem approach. And the first tool that I came in contact with was the Enneagram. And I knew just right away, it was just like a flash that this is the tool. This is what I need to use. And, Patricia and I have been using this for over 20 years now, and it has never disappointed. It continues to be a great tool for us to
help people with.
Yes. And we've been doing this for a long, long time. So, I believe, and, most people, when they talk about the Enneagram, they go and they study the history of the Enneagram, which that never really appealed to me at all. It didn't seem like it was the right thing to do.
Well, it's kind of a short story, but, the truth is we're grateful that it's here.
Yes. And I believe that the Enneagram was given to us by those in the non-physical dimension, because it was so obvious that the problems in the world today, the last 100 years, the last 1,000 years, however much you want to go back in history, was this dark cloud. And the Enneagram was given to us because it has the secret to helping us be able to start to remove this dark cloud.
Okay, wait a minute. Tell me, what do you mean, the secret?
Well, and we're going to get into more of this in the next segment. But in order to see, okay, so we have this 80% of our essence is covered with negative energy. Well, what is that? So what do we clear? How do we work with that? What's the process for getting rid of that 80%? And the Enneagram is a personality typing system. For those of you, I've kind of jumped in. For those of you that don't know, the Enneagram is a personality typing system that is out there, has been out there for a while, and is
Been out there longer than any of the other ones, Jason.
Not necessarily. It's been around for a while. You know, there's a lot of personality typing systems.
Yeah, like what is that called?
Myers-Briggs.
Myers-Briggs.
Yes.
That's the one. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to talk about contractions.
Yeah, that's
that's a whole nother thing.
Yeah, that's a different show. But there are a lot of personality typing systems out there. If you do any sort of corporate training, you know, corporate consultants always come with their own little personality typing systems, and they're fun, and they're it's great to know kind of who you are. But the Enneagram is special, and that's why we're having the show today, because we see that this 80%, this fog in your essence, is the key to mankind's potential, the key to making the world a better place. We hear a lot about that in the news. You know, we're going to make the world better. We're going to create a movement and change the way the bad things that are there. Well, without removing this negative energy, it's not going to be successful.
It just moves around.
Yes, it just moves around. It just goes from one part to another part, and there's no real evolution. Mm-hmm. So, most self-development is programming, and it doesn't create real evolution. So I guess I need to define what evolution is, but it's sort of a circular argument in a way. But evolution, from our perspective, is removing, unlocking, uncovering that negative energy that's attached to your essence. That's true evolution. But we think that it's some sort of program, that if we can just do something this way, then we're growing and developing. That's not true. You can learn things without growing and developing. You can learn facts and figures. You can accumulate knowledge, but there doesn't have to be growth when that happens. So, if you ever look at psychology, I've never seen a really good definition of what real growth or evolution is. They usually talk about dysfunction. In other words, if you're crying all the time, if you can't get along with people, if you
can't focus,
then they give you some sort of program to help you resolve that particular problem.
When you think this way and you take this action, when you think that way and you take that action.
The problem-solution paradigm that we talk about all the time, right. Yes. But that treats us like machines. Mm-hmm. And it almost suggests that we have to operate to a certain specification, and that if we don't fit in, then we're shamed or rejected.
Wait a minute. Isn't shame one of the things that we work on a regular basis?
It's a big part of the 80%.
Yeah.
Because when people don't fit in the way that other people expect, they are typically shamed. Whether they shame themselves, whether they have society shame them, when they have parents shame them, doesn't matter. That shame is there.
Okay.
And it comes from this this programming culture where we just say, okay, you're supposed to do this, 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 and this. And if you don't do it, then you're wrong. Then you're bad. And the truth is that if we started to remove this 80%, you probably could do this, this, and this. You probably could be more in alignment with what the expectations are. But you would also have this sense of saying, okay, this isn't me. You may expect me to be this way, but that's not me. And I know that there's a lot of people out there that are rejecting, you know, traditional paradigms. You know, I grew up, you know, Patricia and I are baby boomers. That's when the hippie movement started. And being who you are, being authentic to yourself. But a lot of that was just superficial. And it was just rebellion and not really true.
It didn't talk about the root. It didn't
exactly
help you understand the root.
Exactly.
I worked from the time I remember, from the time I was very young, I tried them all and nothing helped.
Because it didn't get to the root.
Exactly.
And the Enneagram has the potential to help you get to the root. Now, I'm not saying that everybody that writes about the Enneagram understands this process. Mm. And frankly, we don't read a lot about the Enneagram because we don't need to. It's not about the tool itself. It's about how to apply it to you personally. And that's where we are experts in terms of applying what's known in the Enneagram.
Well, and I believe in the next segment, you're actually going to give a couple of examples. And then in next week's show, you're going to give more examples.
Exactly.
And so, but you need this foundation, the basis first.
So, you know, let me give an example.
Okay.
Let's say you go to a marriage counselor. They'll teach you communication skills. They might create a safe place for negotiations to resolve.
Oh, even a safe word. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Yes. But it doesn't remove the negative energies. And that's the root cause, mm-hmm. you know? So.
And by the way, we could say the negative energies are also the negative programmings.
Yes.
I want to make sure there's a real defining moment there. Understand negative energies, yes, but negative programmings
are negative energies.
Are negative energies.
Yes.
They just have a lot of fancy words around them.
And we're going to talk more about negative energies in just a minute. Mm-hmm. But so you ready for the key points?
Well, I don't know, Jason. Are you ready for the key points?
I think so. Okay. Here we go. The Enneagram is an amazing tool to help you understand you at the deepest level. Learning and education is not true growth. Evolution happens at the level of your essence, again, by removing that 80%. Programming and a machine-like culture does not support true growth only if you operate to a certain specification. It supports operating to a certain specification. It is the best tool, the Enneagram, to help you remove the 80% of negative energy that covers your essence.
Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about ways to use the Enneagram and some misconceptions about it. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Hoff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's five most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on Earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Choose the New Earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
If you have a sense that you are meant for more, Join Heather Allison every third Tuesday at noon Pacific as she explores an ancient, forgotten energy within us and helps us access our original archetypal blueprint. The Golden Path will help you remember the key to unlocking your life, love, success, and magic you were meant for. A key to unlocking your Golden Path. Visit heather-allison.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. Today, we're talking about ways to use the Enneagram and some misconceptions about it. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. So, Jason, how do you use the Enneagram?
We use it as a roadmap for the negative energies attached to your essence. And that's what we're suggesting for you. It's an amazing tool because when I say, well, you have 80% negative energy attached to your essence, what do you do with that? I mean, how do you start working? And, you know, in all of our radio shows, we always do clearings at the end. And we know that there's so much negative energy and a lot of our clearings are so universal that they will help you start chipping away at that 80%. But at some point you want to say, okay, I need something more specific. I need
specific about me.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. What can I clear for me? Mm-hmm. What do I need to clear? And and what's neat about the Enneagram, it converts negative energies attached to your essence to personality traits as long as the Enneagram typing is correct. And we're going to talk about typing in just a minute. But it allows you to see the things that need to be cleared relative to your type. In other words, what needs to be cleared for you in your type may be something different than someone else who is a different type.
And we have found that even those that are the same type might not have all of the same traits or all of the same negative energies. So in other words, that's each one of us getting to know ourselves.
Yes. And the whole point is to, first of all, is getting to know yourself. Mm-hmm. And this will help you do that more than anything else that I've seen out there.
I absolutely love the Enneagram for what it's done for me. It made such a difference. But Jason's going to give us a few examples in a few minutes. So I interrupted.
Well,
apologies.
We were talking about how emotions and behaviors are not good or bad by themselves. You need context.
Well, wait a minute. Can you give me an example?
Okay. For example, Enneagram's types are numbered 1 through 9, and one type is not better than another.
Or worse.
Mm-hmm. You know, they're just different.
They are what they are.
And they're just an expression. They're an expression of this 80%. Mm-hmm. So, for example, for a 2... you can be too nice. And some people are out there saying, well, how can you be too nice? I mean, you know, there's so much evil in the world. There's so much negativity. There's so much awful, angry energy. Why, you know, a little niceness will go a long way.
Well, wait a minute. Let's do a little detail here for just a moment on that one. When a 2 is too nice and they're too nice for themselves or too nice to you, it creates all kinds of things such as manipulations and even lying, things like that.
Well, typically a 2 to you know, and we'll talk about the different types in our part 2, but a 2 is compulsively nice. But what they lack is part of that, they're imbalanced. So that compulsive niceness, they're not able to set boundaries and limits. Mm-hmm. They get things what they want by manipulating as opposed to saying, this is what I want.
Right.
You know, for a 2 to say, I want this is really hard. That sounds strange for other types. A lot of people are very, can say, this is what I want over and over again, almost like almost in a self-absorbed manner. But for a 2, it's really hard. Mm-hmm. So clearing the compulsion to be nice can be very appropriate for a 2. Now,
wait, and one more thing, a 2 always wants to make everything be okay.
Makes everything be okay. And sometimes they do it in a superficial way that doesn't make it okay at all.
Correct.
And sometimes it makes it worse.
Okay.
So another type, which is much different, is that being aggressive for an eight. Now, in certain situations, being aggressive is just right. You know, if your house is on fire, if there's, you know, eights love to be the hero, come to, you know, they jump to, they're there to help, and they're often the heroes. The generals, there are a lot of generals that are eights, personality types, that type of thing.
Right.
The problem with an eight is that they're aggressive in situations where they need to be soft.
And they don't know how.
And because they're compulsively aggressive and they don't have the ability to choose.
Right.
And the Enneagram gives a context. So, you know, I would never clear for an eight being too nice, but I would try and clear niceness for a two so they could be more aggressive. You know, it's a form of balance. And it's not like we're crafting or programming your personality. We're removing the negative energy. And when that happens, there's something amazing happens. I just have to go into this just for a minute. You start to have choices about how you act.
Oh my gosh.
In the moment.
Exactly.
For a particular situation. You have choices.
Right.
Because most people, if you see them, and this is, you can see them through the lens of the Enneagram, they don't have choices. They're either too nice, too aggressive. The aggressiveness turns into bulliness.
Right.
The
Can't niceness, make up their mind.
The niceness can be somewhere where you can't make up your mind. You're not able to set limits or boundaries when it's necessary.
Right. So. And the eights, by being too aggressive, oftentimes they just push everybody away when what they really want is to be everybody's hero.
Yes.
We happen to have a president right now who is, that's right. I'm not supposed to do that.
Well,
sorry. Not.
Well, we'll talk about the types more in the next segment. And, you know, we do have strong feelings. We see people's Enneagram types. Mm-hmm. And often what I see is that one person's Enneagram type will compare themselves to another person's Enneagram type.
Right.
And think that, they're better. But it's usually context driven. Like, they're more aggressive and I can't be aggressive, so they must be better than me.
Right.
But that's not true. It's just that they're always aggressive, even when they're supposed to be soft.
Well, and when I first read the Enneagram book, I wanted to be something completely different because everybody liked that personality type. And but then I can't come to find out, you know, I let's put it this way. I lifted up the pages, so to speak, and looked underneath and found out everybody has a good side. Everybody has a not so good side. But the Enneagram really helps you start to see the good parts and the bad parts, so to speak, about yourself. And we give you the tool to clear them.
So let's talk about misconceptions, because that's one of the biggest.
Yes, it is. You mean mistyping? Is that what you mean?
Mistyping is the biggest misconception.
Okay. Okay.
You know, we've seen so-called Enneagram experts mistype themselves. Mm-hmm. You know, the person who introduced me to the Enneagram in the beginning had mistyped me and herself and a whole bunch of other people. You know, mistyping is the biggest problem with the Enneagram, because it requires a certain level of emotional intelligence. Now, the way we type people is intuitively. Each type has a feel that we can see over and over again. And a lot of times we type people from a picture and some sort of unique identifier, like a cell phone
number. And a birthday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But the mistyping is a big problem. And when you take one of those Enneagram tests, which are all over the internet, which you know, there's no reason why you can't do that, but just take it with a grain of salt, because it presumes that you have the emotional intelligence to see yourself objectively. And by the way, if you start clearing, that's how you get to the kind of objectivity about yourself.
Correct.
But that mistyping is a big deal.
Okay. So what else?
Here's the other misconception.
Okay.
A lot of people, when I say, the Enneagram is such a great tool, they start studying the Enneagram. That's missing the whole point. It's not about all the different permeations and details and structures of the Enneagram. There's a lot of people have written some very intellectual pieces mm-hmm. about the Enneagram. I think it's a huge distraction because the whole point to the Enneagram is understanding yourself. Okay. We want you to study yourself and use the Enneagram as a tool. And often these complicated explanations of the Enneagram obscures the truth. And I see that about everything. You know, when you make it complicated, you obscure truth. But there's a lots of complicated descriptions that don't really help you.
Okay, so Jason, let's talk about the newsletter bonus for this week.
You know, every week we in our newsletter, we create clearings, and this is to help you remove that 80%. For this week, we're going to create a clearing so you can take that test to determine your Enneagram type, so you're going to be more objective. Mm-hmm. So go sign up for our newsletter. We call it the newsletter bonus because the bonus part is the clearings. But it's a little bit about the backstory about our show, about either me or Patricia, and then what's going on next week. And okay. It's free. All you have to do is give us your name and email address, and you can get that by going to our website at livinglighter.org, www.livinglighter.org, and go to the newsletter tab and just sign up, name, email address. Simple, simple. Free. It's free.
So one more point I would like to make. Putting the Enneagram in the category of other personality typing systems misses the point. And I'm just going to, a short story. I did a job interview and they said I had to take personality type and I did the Briggs. And I was told I failed. But the boss said to me, I need a body here.
You can't fail a Myers-Briggs anyway.
That's what he told me. You know, I didn't know anything about it. Okay. So he said, I need a body here. I need this. And so I'm going to hire you. And I said, okay. So he made me take the test again. Of course, I failed it again. And as far as he was concerned, he came to me about a week and a half later and he said, I'm throwing out the Myers-Briggs personality typing system because you're one of the best employees I've ever had.
Well, and he was misapplying. He was misapplying how it should be or could be used
exactly.
in the first place.
That's
but
my point.
The Enneagram is an amazing typing system to help you uncover you.
Yes.
It's not about compatibilities. It's not about those types of things. It's to uncover you.
Exactly. So Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
The Enneagram converts negative energies to personality traits. The emotions and behaviors need context of the Enneagram to see if they're negative or need to be cleared. Mm-hmm. Mistyping is the biggest challenge for the proper use of the Enneagram. And most personal growth programs are programming and are better suited to machines, not human beings.
Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about how the Enneagram and the ecosystem approach fits together to form a process to uncover your unlimited potential. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you tired of being bloated and nauseous? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know eating unhealthy foods eventually leads to an unhealthy digestive system? Did you know eating the most healthy, nutritious food doesn't necessarily result in a healthy body? The stomach must be healthy in order to properly digest, metabolize, and utilize even the best of nutrition. Without proper digestion from the stomach through the intestinal tract, the nutritious value is not absorbed, and the improperly digested food can be more toxic to your body than helpful. You can be doing all the right things and getting all the wrong results. In fact, other organs may also be interfering with your stomach's ability to digest. With CRA, we are able to determine the specific cause of the digestive issue and use the proper nutrition to correct the imbalance. Contact us today for your appointment at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. Or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. at 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Would you like assistance on your soul's journey? We invite you to explore the new Alchemy of the Goddesses Center, located in Auburn, Washington, a sacred space for healing sessions, classes, crystals, books, and many other tools to assist you in reaching your full divine potential, working together with compassion and love. Find out more about the new center. Visit alchemyofthegoddesses.com. That's alchemyofthegoddesses.com.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Are you feeling stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a healthy relationship filled with inspiration? You might just be on the verge of attracting your soulmate. Tune in each month to The Laura Richer Show, where dating coach Laura Richer and co-host matchmaker Peggy Bennett share tools for using your dating breakdown for a relationship breakthrough. For more information, visit richerhealinghypnosis.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. Today we're talking about the amazing possibilities for your potential using the Enneagram. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, Jason, how does the Enneagram and the ecosystem approach work together to unlock potential?
Okay. The Enneagram converts the negative energy attached to your essence to personality traits. And we convert those personality traits, we meaning the Patricia and I, or the ecosystem approach, to emotions that can be cleared. We clear emotions. And this is, first of all, this is a big deal because for most of us, we don't think of emotions as a thing. We think of them as a mood that comes and goes. So if we're in a bad mood and then we're not in a bad mood, we think it's gone. But if you're angry, it's a thing. And anger, even if you don't feel it, if you felt it earlier today, but you don't feel it right now, it's attached to you and it builds up and it builds up.
And what happens, Jason? It causes toxins?
Toxins and emotional toxic situations, all sorts of bad things in your life.
Right.
And whenever you have a problem or challenge, I guarantee you, you could find, especially now that you know about your Enneagram type, you could start to find why that toxic energy is there and then start to clear it.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's a 1-2 approach, and it's really exciting because all of a sudden, there's no limit to your potential.
Mm.
Now, these emotions don't clear quickly. They've been there for a long, long time. That 80% takes a while, but the minute you start working on just a little bit, it starts to make changes. And that change, those changes that happen to you will continue to happen as long as you keep clearing.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I'm just kind of bringing up, there is one example in that, is that when I started clearing, my potential for being very creative, it just unfolded. It was like, oh my gosh, I didn't have enough time. I still don't have enough time in the day to be creative. So,
And it's who you are, you want, and everything else in your life has gotten better at the same time that you're allowing yourself to have this, these other creative outlets.
Right.
So let me give you some more examples. I think this is important.
Okay.
So we can see how the Enneagram and the ecosystem approach connect.
Okay.
Most people, if they have a problem with weight or they have weight gain, Mm-hmm. Money problems, health, relationships, confidence, all those things. We typically have this problem and solution approach, which treats us like a machine where we just work on the weight gain separately. We just work on the money problem separately, the health separately.
The weight comes back. The money is never enough. The health is, there's something always broken.
Yes.
I couldn't resist.
In other words, it doesn't work. That's what you're saying. It doesn't work. Okay.
Exactly.
But if you see yourself in the context of the Enneagram type, you can see how it's your Enneagram type mm-hmm. and the traits associated with your particular type mm-hmm. has brought about the weight gain. Maybe exactly. you don't have money problems or you do have money problems, but if you do, I guarantee you your Enneagram type has to do with those money problems, those health problems, those right. relationship problems.
It's amazing.
Problems with confidence.
Exactly.
Yes. And if you're going to try and achieve an objective, it's those negative parts of your Enneagram type that are going to get in your way. So when you start to take those away, there is no barriers to your potential.
Well,
that's what's so exciting to me. That's what what gets me up in the morning.
So Jason, can you...
aside from Patricia nudging me. Yeah, anyways.
Okay. excuse me. Give us some examples of seeing a problem through an Enneagram type. Just give us a couple if you don't mind.
Okay, so we were talking about a 2 and an 8.
Okay.
Let's say a 2 is having a problem with overspending.
Okay.
Chances are it likely comes from a neediness to be liked or loved.
Okay.
So they spend money to get people to pay attention to them, to love them.
You mean spend money like and then give gifts?
Yes, exactly.
Like, take people to dinner, things
yes.
like that. Okay.
For an 8, if they're doing overspending, and I'm not saying all 2s and 8s do overspending.
That, exactly.
You know, but let's say that's the problem for mm-hmm. for each one of them, mm-hmm. For an 8, it's likely to be that they're trying to be a hero.
Yes.
If you took a 2 and an 8 and brought them to a class on money management, you would probably give them the same solutions.
Well,
and the core issue isn't
the same
for both of them. Exactly. It's different.
Right.
And with the Enneagram, you know who you are, and then the ecosystem approach, you start to clear very specifically, mm-hmm. which is one of the huge benefits of the ecosystem approach, because now you know what it is.
Right.
And, you know, we've worked with 8s and 2s for many, many years. There are so many different subtle ways that a 2 can be needy. A 2 can want to be liked or loved. And we clear all those very, very specifically. Constantly and consistently over a large, long period of time, it becomes amazing.
Okay.
And what we see is, and this is what's hard to see about human growth, because it's in our programming culture, it's kind of invisible. But when a 2 starts to say, "Oh, I don't want that," or they just say, "I want," make these "I want" statements, or say, "This is my preference,"
or stop spending unconsciously.
It's amazing.
Yes.
It's amazing. Same thing for an 8. When they stop being a bully when they're out of sorts and they're starting to be more calm and soft and compassionate, it's amazing.
Exactly. And I just want to say, and I've often seen that a lot of 8s are very stingy.
Yeah.
I've seen the other side. So
But unfortunately, it can express itself. Their compulsions as an 8 can express themselves in different ways. Mm-hmm. And that's what makes it more difficult. But that's why the Enneagram is such a neat tool.
Exactly.
You can see that.
So, you know, Jason, there is no limit to how deep you can go into your essence using the Enneagram and the ecosystem approach.
That's what we like so much, is that your potential is unlimited. When we say, you know, your human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach, when you add in the Enneagram and the clearing and the specificness of it and the constant and consistent, oh my gosh, it's amazing.
It is. Everyone, it's truly amazing. So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
The Enneagram and the ecosystem approach work together to unlock your potential. Seeing your problems or challenges through your Enneagram type is the most effective way to deal with your life or any problems you have. There is no limit to how deep you can go into your essence using the Enneagram with the ecosystem approach. And your potential is unlocked by clearing away the negative energy in your essence.
Pretty amazing. Pretty amazing.
It is.
So, Jason, we're going to do some clearing in the next segment, but let's talk about how to do the clearing. Describe how we do that, please.
All you have to do is use your imagination, your mind's eye, and as we say, and to eliminate, just follow along, and to eliminate, gather up whatever we say, gather it up in your body and blow it into a trash can. Now, this trash can be real, it can be in your imagination, put it off to the side, and just take a gentle breath. And it's that simple. Mm-hmm. You don't want to hyperventilate, it has to be gentle, and don't worry about the trash can, we'll empty it.
Okay.
And then we go on to the next thing, emotion or whatever.
Okay. And then after that, we're going to activate life force energy. It is the strongest, most amazing energy that anyone has available to them. And by the way, all of us have the right and the ability to use life force energy. And what we're going to do is we're going to take a breath and we're going to pull in life force energy through the top of your head, all the way down your neck, your shoulders, your torso, your arms. Let it go all the way to the tips of your toes. I like to turn it around when I'm blowing out the air, because you've taken a breath in, then you're going to blow out your air. What I like to do is let that positive energy collect any negative energy and just blow it out and put it into the garbage can. And then we move on to the next. So stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to help you remove some of that negative energy so that you can type yourself accurately. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you your story? Or can you change your story? Can you change what you believe to be true about yourself and your circumstances as part of your healing journey? What if you were to change your expectations? What if you were to invite ease and cooperation into every day and then step back and see what happens? It might just be easier. I'm Megan Edge, and I hope that you'll join me on my new radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
Want to find out more about Megan Edge? Visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Have you been searching for a push to step out and share your gifts with the world? Allow Charlene Hess to empower you to start shedding the layers of your ego that are holding you back and begin feeling connected to your heart so that you can shine your unique divine light and share your gifts with the world. Tune in to the Charlene Hess Show, Living on Your Heart's Edge, every first and third Friday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit CharleneHess.com.
Got a bra problem? The Healthy Bra Company comes highly recommended by Dr. Christina Lasich in her book, High Heels to Hormones, A Woman's Guide to Spine Care. Ladies, if you have neck, back, or shoulder pain or postural issues, Maria Monti, postural therapist and owner of The Healthy Bra Company, says they might be related to your bra. Call Maria today at 360-815-3205. That's 360-815-3205.
High frequency healing for an amazing life with Source Light Radio. Join host Laura Barton each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she explores Source Light integration, a unique spectrum of energy, light, and frequency. Experience instantaneous healing and amazing shifts in consciousness with Source Light Integrations Radio. For more information on Laura and her work, visit SourceLightIntegrations.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah! Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness. This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. Now, right now, we're going to help you remove some of those negative energies that keep you from the ability to type yourself, meaning using the Enneagram. So, Jason, let's get started.
So this is when you take one of those Enneagram tests. So here we go. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see myself the way I really am instead of how I'd like it to be. Take a breath.
The only reason I'm laughing, everyone, is because, oh, I did not want to be the type that I am. But then I found out later on, a lot of people don't want to be the type that they are. So,
which is a good indication that it's probably your type. So, and to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that when I take the Enneagram test, the first answer is always the best. Okay. Take a breath.
And to eliminate any fear that I have that the Enneagram type that I actually am is not good. The truth is, that is not the truth at all. Everything has its positive side, truly. Take a nice breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that what's great about the Enneagram is that it allows us to grow and develop and see that growth and development, which is unlike other personality typing systems. Take a breath.
You know, I just thought about something. And to eliminate my fear of the Enneagram and to eliminate my fear that I'll never make any progress, when the truth is, when you use the ecosystem approach, you can take a nice breath. You can make progress and you can go forward.
And to eliminate any shame I have about my type or fear that I'll have shame about my type, right. Take a breath.
And to eliminate any doubt and judgment about my Enneagram type, take a breath.
And to eliminate any shame, guilt, or unworthiness I feel when I do personality tests. That happens to everybody. Take a breath.
Yes. Oh, and to eliminate the doubt and fear about all of it. Take a breath.
Yes. And to eliminate any anger, resentment, and bitterness I have about being typed by a test.
And to eliminate my fear of taking any kind of test at all. I release and let go of that fear. Take a breath. And to eliminate any need I have to be a different type, talk to myself and talk myself into that type. By the way, I don't have any idea what you mean there, Jason. Take a nice breath, everybody.
We had someone... I told her what her type was, and I did it intuitively. And she had two or three friends come to me to try and talk me out of saying that that was her type. And then I found out later that she had taken the test, and the test agreed with me. You know, she was just, and oh, by the way, she was a two. She was trying to manipulate the situation. So, you know, it was just kind of funny. So anyways, and to eliminate the barriers, any barriers so I can see typing myself can lead to a new life for me.
Good one.
Take
Breathe.
A breath.
And to eliminate my fear, terror, and panic that if I actually figure out who I am, I'm only going to see bad things. I'm only going to know bad things. I release and let go of that fear, terror, and panic. It is not the truth. Breathe. Jason, you ready to activate life force here?
Yes.
All right, here we go. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force energy so I can use life force energy for all that I need, want, desire, and deserve, now and in my future. Everybody just take a breath. Let all that positive come right in through the top of your head. Let it go to your toes. Now blow out any negative energies that are in your way. And to activate life force energy so I can have hope for a better life by clearing the negative energy that is attached to my essence. Take a breath.
And to activate life force so I can have the strength and confidence to clear the negative energy attached to my essence.
Mm-hmm. And to activate life force so I can have and gain the clarity that I need so I can use the clearing to remove the negative energies that I don't like. Take a breath. Life force energy through the top of your head. Blow it out. And to activate life force so I can have patience and the love for myself while I'm clearing all of this negative energy. Take a nice breath. And to eliminate any resistance I have to using life force energy because I only want to use the positive and see the positive. I don't want to deal with the negative. I activate life force right now so I can handle it all. Take a breath.
And to activate life force so I can love myself enough to be peaceful and happy right now. Excellent. Take a breath.
So, Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
We're going to talk about part two of the Enneagram mm-hmm. and how it's perfect for the ecosystem approach. But more specifically, we're going to get into some of the nitty-gritty. So we're going to give you some specific examples of benefits and how it can work in your life. Maybe some anecdotal stories. We always like to do stories. So we can tell you some things about how it's worked for people and how people struggled with it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, and just one other thing. And we are going to touch on each type next week. Just so that nobody feels left out and everyone can kind of get a little bit of an idea of what their personality type might be. So if some part of you gets the importance of removing the negative energy in your ecosystem, mark your calendar. The Living Lighter Radio is every week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern. If you can't listen at that time, our show is recorded and you can go to our website, www.livinglighter.org, and look for the radio tab.
If you really want to have a better life and you need to make clearing constantly, consistently, and specifically, and oh, by the way, this is the Enneagram is all about being specific. This can be a great part of your life. Sign up for our newsletter. I can't emphasize enough. It's all there for you. It's free. There's nothing you have to do. All you have to do is give us your name and email address and do these clearings every day. And next week, you'll get a new set of clearings. And when you do this, you get the backstory for the Living Lighter. Mm-hmm. And I tell secrets about Patricia all the time, and I love to do it. And
oh, we all love that.
Yes, 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 we do. Also, if you have any comments, if you have any questions about the Enneagram, you want to put that for our show next week, send us an email at Jason and Patricia. That's one word, JasonAndPatricia at livinglighter.org. And we'd be happy to include whatever questions you have or suggestions you have in our next show.
Oh, nice.
Or any show topics. We'd be happy to hear about that too.
Okay, and if you don't know what the Enneagram is and if you don't know what we're talking about, go look it up. You might be very, very, very amazed. And if you have questions about that, send those questions to us. We would love to answer those. If you got a benefit today or had some fun, go like us on Facebook. By the way, Jason likes it when you like him, you know, a little bit needy, but, you know, we'll clear that. You know,
yeah, we'll talk about my neediness some other time. But yeah. If, you know, I just, you know, in the middle of the night, I go, Patricia, I got this many likes on Facebook. So if you want me to...
He's not going to talk about how I answer that, okay?
You want to hear about how I woke up Patricia? Just go like us right now.
Yeah.
We're at livinglighter.org on Facebook, yes.
And don't forget that on Facebook, he always previews the next show. And that's, you know, for each week. So, you know, that's pretty cool. So we will connect next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio. You're listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia.
Wishing you a lifetime of living lighter.
Thank you for listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly as we discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information, visit our website at www.livinglighter.org.